This is April Chirpaw for CKUW 95.9 FM. I'm here in the garden again with Audrey Logan. The last time we were speaking with Audrey about the phases of the moon and how to plant. And so we're here with Audrey again.
Beautiful morning this morning. I know some think it's a little cloudy, but it's perfect time for gardening because after a rain, great time for weeding.
Okay, so we were talking briefly about seeding. You were saying that some people were under the impression that it might be too late to seed?
It's never too late to seed because with the moon cycle, your water table levels will rise and fall. We've tested this out here in Winnipeg many times. I've seeded even beans in August for the moon cycle, and we had a great crop, 9 pounds worth of beans by October. Mm-hmm. So our seasons are extending. We've noticed even, you know, our greens were good in the garden right through to November until we covered them with leaves and such. So I never believe that there's only one time to seed. Nature seeds itself throughout the season, as we notice with the trees. They're casting their seeds at this time too.
Right.
So why do we halt just because someone wrote it down sometime mm-hmm. long time ago that you can only seed at a certain time? Not true.
Right.
Not true.
So just if we could just briefly or quickly go over the phases again.
Well, we have leaf, bean, root, rest. Those are just my personal words that I use to remind myself of each week.
Right.
Leaf week is during the new moon, and it's a guide to planting things that produce seed outside of a pod. So I remember it by leafy stuff, like lettuce, other things like that. Corn produces seed outside of a pod. The next week is bean week, which reminds me that things inside of a pod. And then root week, which is self-explanatory, roots.
Right.
And then rest week is actually a misnomer in a sense. It's more of rest for the garden, also transplanting and pinching and coppicing the plants to get them to cultivate, to produce more flowers, bigger seeds, better plants.
And as you said, these are not written in stone. Like, for example, now it's really moist out, so I've chosen myself to transplant some stuff, although it's not right on the schedule of the phases of the moon, right?
Right.
Because the conditions are right for transplanting. Right?
Exactly. You know, one has to take into account all variables. If it's really, really dry, then I wouldn't be transplanting at this time. But knowing the moisture in the ground, also with permaculture gardens, they're far more able to handle a transplant than a conventional garden. Conventional garden, the ground is bared, so the sun just bakes the heck out of it. Usually there's not much nutrients in the soil. Usually by third, fourth year, it's depleted. Whereas more permaculture type garden or old traditional garden with mulching and such, never really have to worry about that. They transplant really good. They're hardy. A lot of our traditional plants as well do not like rich soil, which is something that I find a lot of people are putting them in rich soil and wondering why they're not doing so well.
Right.
Well, yeah, they need a bit of struggle in their life. They're not used to being pampered and pansied and cuddled. You know, they like that struggle and they want to go looking for that.
Right.
Nutrients. But I do have one little thing.
Oh, okay.
When we transplant native plants or plants from our gardens to other things, a lot of times people think they died because they wilted a little bit.
Right.
I put it as, it's just like us when we move. It takes us time to unpack our boxes. It takes mm-hmm. them time to unpack their roots. Give them a shot anyway. Plant them anyway. Watch them. Give them a little bit of water the next day. And you'll see, they'll perk up by third day. Bingo, they're right back to, you wouldn't even know that they had moved. Whereas
well,
ones from the stores, they've been given chemicals to keep them from wilting.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay, well, thank you very much for letting us know all that, and we hope to speak to you again sometime.
Most certainly.
Have a great day.
You too.